In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The title of this homily is His Footprints. Does this gospel pericope challenge you upon hearing it? It challenges and perplexes me. This is Luke's first discussion of discipleship after the beginning of the travel log. Jesus resolved to set out for Jerusalem. It is an appropriate passage for the church as it pilgrimages through Lent to the great Paschal feast. But it is one of those passages that can leave one in the pitch of pride or the throes of despair. Pride. I can and have done, O Lord, what you have asked of me. I have put aside daily cares. I have put you first and my family second. I have staunchly faced the inconveniences of being your disciple, a fact which many of you know all too well, as students, pastors, deacons, and deaconesses in our Lord's church. On the other hand, despair. Oh Lord, I can't do that. I can't leave my sick parents. I can't abandon my family's needs. I can suffer a little, but you're asking a lot. This passage leaves big footprints to follow, too large for me to step in. It is those big footprints and our attempts to walk in them, to sacrifice as a disciple, that makes this gospel pericope such a challenge. It is a challenge because we can't ever possibly do what our Lord asked these wannabe disciples to do. Apart from Christ, this passage confronts us with its seemingly harsh, even cruel demands. If we attempt to follow Christ's footprints, we will wind up believing in our own ability to walk in them, or weeping over the fact that we can't fill his shoes. But we shouldn't be surprised. Even Elisha couldn't follow in his footsteps or fill his shoes. Elijah, fulfilling the mandate of the Lord, placed his cloak over Elisha's shoulders as he was plowing, designating Elisha as his successor as prophet in Israel. But Elisha did not want to take up his call immediately. He had pressing family matters, after all, matters to attend to before he could follow Elijah. He sought permission to bid his father and mother farewell before following in Elijah's train. Reluctantly, recognizing Elisha's weakness, Elijah granted his desire. Christ's answer to the third wannabe disciple recalls Elisha's turning back. And we are shocked to hear that even the second greatest prophet in Israel was not fit for service in the kingdom of God. So who is fit, Lord? Who can step in your footprints? No one. No one, that is, except the Son of Man. Only the Son of Man can fill his own shoes. Only Christ can walk the way to Jerusalem. Only the Son of Man can fulfill the demands of discipleship that God the Father expects of his followers. Only Christ can accept, live for, and love a world that gave him no place to lay his head. Only Christ can proclaim the kingdom of God and in so doing fulfill his family responsibilities. Only Christ can love his blessed mother and yet put his hand to the plow and furrow the land leading to Jerusalem, a furrowing that will bring his mother great grief and sorrow. Christ is the only one who can step into his footprints. Footprints that lead him to the place where he will finally be able to rest his head on a rock in a cold stone tomb. There is his resting place, but a resting place for one who could not rest on his journey to Jerusalem. He rests in the tomb because he could not rest on the cross. There on that cross, he followed the Father's call spoken to him at his baptism. There he was, the perfect disciple, loving you more than he loved life, more than he loved his own life. There, with no place to lay his head, he laid down his life for you. So this pericope is all about discipleship. Jesus' discipleship for you. You need not shrink at the demands of discipleship or grow haughty in your arrogance that you have done what he asked, because those demands are not placed upon you. They are placed on him. In the waters of your baptism, the Father calls you to follow him, but you are left speechless, because Jesus answers for you. He will follow, and in him so will you. He transverses the waters of the font from death to life, and so do you in him. You are plunged into the watery way with him, and you walk the way on his dripping feet. My daughter enjoys walking around our house standing on my feet. Indeed, she is walking around the house, but I'm doing all the work. So it is for us as we journey toward Jerusalem. We are walking, but Christ is doing all the work for us. The footprint is always Christ's. He is the only disciple of the Father. He lays down his life and denies his own love for family, his own desire for comfort. You can never walk in his footprints. He walks the way for you. You are carried on his feet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.